Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. I'm a bit of a serious guy and an extremely intense guy. I'm also a bit of a clown, and I fool around a lot and tell jokes a lot. On this show, it's, I think, one of the things all of you like, and it's why you listen. But there's going to be no jokes today, because this is serious stuff. And the serious stuff is not what's going on in Israel, okay? As horrible as what's going on in Israel, and I'll talk about that in a few minutes. It's what's happening in the United States and around the world with Jew hatred. Everywhere I look are protests starring Muslims in New York, in Florida, in California, in Illinois. And they all have, they're unafraid. They're openly saying, kill the Jews, hate the Jews. This is hate speech. This is a crime. Now, I don't believe in hate speech. I don't believe it should be a crime. I'm a free speech guy. I believe liberals are mentally ill nut jobs who have made speech into hate speech. Everyone should be allowed to say what they want. I even agreed in 1979 with the ACLU that if the KKK or the Nazis wanted to march through Skokie, Illinois, they had a right to do it, even though Skokie was a Jewish town. Of course, you know, strong Jews like me have a right to grab the first Nazi we find and beat the living F out of him, okay? But if you want to say something, you can say something in America. But you can't allow this, now that you've called it hate speech, now that liberals have opened the door that speech is criminalized, you can't allow Muslims openly in the United States to scream death to the Jews. You can't allow them to march with Nazi swastikas. And this is happening all over the world. In Australia, Sydney, Australia, Jews were told, stay off the streets, stay home, don't go near the protest. Let all the Muslims be, and the Muslims scream death to the Jews and Allah Akbar. This is happening everywhere in the world. Happened in Berlin, but it's happening in America, and it's sick. And just so you know, my own social media is filled with responses to my posts about Israel and babies' heads being cut off and women being raped after they're dead and bodies piled up and soldiers beheaded while they're unarmed hostages. And how disgusting it is, and how disgraceful, and how Israel now has a right to go in and kill them all. And on my social media, you wouldn't believe how many people have the nerve to say, F you, Jew. F you, die, Jew. You stink, Jew pig. This is like becoming Nazi Germany again. The Jew hatred that's coming out because Israel was attacked by a terrorist attack by the most vile human garbage animals that resemble Nazis that have ever lived, that cut off babies' heads, and because we were attacked, we are bad people. All the Jew hatred has come tumbling out. It's unbelievable. And liberals would probably say it's white extremists, white Nazis. I guarantee you 99.9% is Muslims in the United States and Muslims in Australia. I'm watching it. And Muslims in Germany and Muslims in England. The hatred they have for Jewish people. This can't go on in our country. I don't know about England. I don't know about Germany. I don't know about Australia. But this can't go on. And strong Jews, remember the Jewish Defense Fund, wasn't it Meyer Kahane, I think? It's time for strong Jews to get together with baseball bats and whatever other weapons we've got, and it's time to face off with this human scum who think they're tougher than us. Well, yeah, you are tougher than a bunch of peacenik, liberal, bleeding-heart Jews who go to temple and go, oh, this is so terrible, but we'll never do anything about it. But you know what? This Jew will do something about it. One day, one of you is going to face off with me, and it's going to be the last thing you ever want to do. Trust me. Big mistake. Because I'm not a pussycat Jew. So you better watch who you're mouthing off to. Unbelievable what's going on in this country, that we allow this garbage. Hate speech and Nazi symbolism from Muslims. You're going to do this to the wrong Jew, and there's going to be five of us with baseball bats, and you're going to have a big problem. I'm just telling you right now. And you know what you call that? Self-defense. Wow. And now you talk about the people running our country. The White House refuses to freeze Iran's $6 billion. Can you imagine how stupid or complicit in the intentional destruction of America and the Jewish people in Israel the White House is, run by Barack Obama, not by a brain-dead old man with dementia and diapers, Joe Biden. It's run by Barack Obama. Barack Obama was raised in Indonesia. He was raised there as a Muslim. He hates Jews. He's got a hatred for America. He's always had a deep-seated, that's his little secret. He hates capitalism. He hates Jews. He hates America. And he's on the side of radical Islam. Barack Obama, I've said it 1,000 times, nothing new. I'm not saying anything new. I've written columns about this during Obama's administration. Obama is on the side of the Muslim world. Obama is not a friend of Israel. Obama is an enemy of the United States. Obama is a bad guy. Obama is evil. You can quote me. Wayne Root believes Obama is the Antichrist. You can quote me. He's the guy that's been sent here to destroy everything we love. Therefore, he's either the Antichrist or he's working for the devil, and he's the Antichrist's right-hand man. But Barack Obama is running this country, as sure as I'm standing here. And Barack Obama is evil. And Barack Obama represents Satan. And Barack Obama is trying to take our country down, the white race down, Judaism down, the Jewish people of Israel down, America down, capitalism down, the middle class down, the energy industry down, everything good about America, the military down, the police down. He's got it in for all of us because he was raised in Indonesia and he doesn't like us. He's always resented us. He came back to America. He moved to Hawaii with his grandfather. He was probably never treated well. He was half black. He was half white. No one liked him. He wasn't especially good-looking guy. I'm sure he never got what he thought the due he deserved. He wasn't especially good in school. Probably never got the beautiful women he wanted. Chose to go after men because he couldn't get the beautiful women. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, everything I've ever heard says Obama's a gay man. And it's just, it's obvious. He hates Donald Trump because Trump is the guy that represents everything that he hates. Everything great about America. Obama has wanted to take Trump down from the moment Trump became a candidate. He represents everything Obama hates. And he's trying to take Trump down. He's the guy behind every indictment of Trump. He wants to put him in jail. He wants to disqualify him from the ballot. He wants to take away everything he owns in the New York trial. And eventually, if all that fails, he would absolutely put his finger on the button in order the assassination of Donald J. Trump, in my mind. Again, it's an opinion show. It's my opinion. Barack Obama is as close to the Antichrist as you're ever going to get. And this entire crisis in the Middle East has Obama's fingerprints all over it. Everything bad happening in the world today has Obama's fingerprints all over it. The White House refusing to freeze Iran's $6 billion. Obama's fingerprints all over it. A United States Army leader expressing concern about our ability to supply weapons to Israel and Ukraine at the same time. We've given so many weapons to this ridiculous war that means nothing to us in Ukraine that we have nothing left. Possibly, we have very little or nothing left to help Israel. It's just a disgrace, and we've carved out all this money in Ukraine for the Ukrainian Nazis and the Ukrainian Mafia and Zelensky to take home and his generals to take home and our senators to take home. And I'm sure the Biden crime family got their 10% or more off the top. And that's the reason they're so anxious to send the money over there. But it isn't going for good. It should be going to Israel right now to fight the war of all wars. This is it, folks. This is World War III. This is the beginning of the war to end all wars. And you know what? I know which side I'm on. I'm on the American side. I'm on the Jewish side. I'm on the Israeli side. And I'm on the opposite side of Islamic extremism. I'm on the opposite side of the globalists. I'm on the opposite side of the communists. And I'm on the opposite side of Black Lives Matter. Did you know Black Lives Matter Chicago today basically endorsed the mass murder, mass rape, and the beheading of Israeli soldiers and the beheading of Israeli babies? Jewish babies' heads were cut off in their little beds. And BLM put out a little meme, "I stand with Palestine," with an artistic rendering of a soldier coming in on a parachute with a Palestinian flag on top. Do you know that soldier was about to drop? Maybe at BLM doesn't realize, you think? Oh, come on. They don't know that soldier that they're making out to be a hero is about to drop into a peace, basically an EDC peacenik festival, and kill everyone. Murder them and drop them in a pile of bodies and rape the women after they're dead and cut the heads off every baby and murder families in their beds. Maybe BLM doesn't understand that. I think they probably do, and they endorsed it. So I'm proud to be on the other side of Black Lives Matter. They're a terrorist organization. It's time to immediately name them a domestic terrorist organization. It's time for BLM to be disbanded, indicted, and sent to prison the way that you did with the Proud Boys, because these are the real terrorists right here. They want Jews dead. Absolutely sick in the head. The war with Hamas, by the way, Israel is now admitting over 1,000 Israelis are dead. Do you understand America is a nation of 330 million? We lost 3,000 in 9/11, and the nation was in mourning for years. We didn't know what to do for weeks, for months. 3,000 dead out of 330 million. Israel, a little country of what, 6 million? 1,000 dead Israelis, 2,000 injured. The numbers are staggering. I stand with Israel. And I stand with America, minus Biden and Obama. I'll never stand with them. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Colgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield.
While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is how crazy the world's becoming. Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Playboy has issued a stronger statement in favor of Israel than Harvard. Harvard's behind the Hamas terrorists. 31 groups at Harvard support the Hamas terrorist attack. It's insanity. Playboy magazine is, or now it's not a magazine, of course, it's only a website. The naked women are only on the internet, not on a piece of paper. How the world has changed. But Playboy issues a stronger statement than Harvard. It tells you everything you need to know about America. Naked women with large breasts are more on Israel's side than a bunch of Harvard losers. Harvard nerd, book-smart losers who don't have an ounce of common sense, who, when the real uprising begins, when they come to this country to kill us, whether it's the Chinese military-age males who are in by the tens of thousands to kill us, or whether it's the people from Gaza here to kill us, or Hamas here to kill us, or Hezbollah here to kill us, or ISIS here to kill us, or MS-13 here to kill us, or those under the control of the Mexican drug cartel, guess who are the first people they'll kill? They're going to wipe out all the little intellectual nerds at Harvard. They're going to kill all the smart people. That's what happens in every revolution. You kill the smart people first, so you have a bunch of dummies who are easily influenced and easily manipulated and easily intimidated, who do everything you tell them to do like little sheep. But the smart ones have to go. And the smart ones are always weaklings who can't fight. So they're going to kill you in 1 second. One knife wound to the stomach and you're finished. Whereas the rest of us, you know, they try and kill me, I'll take 80 of them with me before I go. I'll get 80 to 1. That's my number. If it's 79, I'm going to heaven unhappy. I'm going to take 80 of you mother truckers with me. I promise you. I promise you. And it'll be 80 good ones that I'm taking with me.
that can't do more damage to America. But the little nerds from Harvard, they'll go down without a whimper. Or actually with a whimper. Don't hurt me. They'll shoot your knees out. Oh, don't hurt me. Then they'll put one in the back of your brain. Because you're just such a tough guy at Harvard. You're on the side of people that cut babies' heads off and murder women and rape them after they're dead. And cut the heads off Israeli soldiers after they're dead. You're really tough guys at Harvard. Little pussycats. Don't even know what you're doing or saying. One too many COVID injections, I guess, have gone to your little communist heads. Oh, man. Sick, sick, sick. And I'll bet you a large percentage, and I can say this because I'm a Jew, and I love the Jewish people, but you know what? I don't love Jewish liberals. I'll bet you these kids at Harvard, I'll bet you a huge percentage of them are Jewish, self-hating, that are going to get themselves and their own race wiped off the face of the earth. You're so dumb. Taking the side of Palestinians and Hamas, brutal murderers, whose only goal in life, they're obsessed with killing Jews and Jew hatred. And no amount of your liberalism will ever change that. They're going to come kill you. They want to kill Jewish lawyers and Jewish doctors and Jewish investment bankers on Wall Street. It would make them such happy people. They'll be dancing in hell if they can kill you first. And you're taking their side and voting Democrat with the same people that want you dead. I mean, you're just, you know, my grandmother would have said, you're Meshuggah. My grandfather would have said, you're just dreck, as in garbage. You're dumb. You're just dumb. You're street dumb. You're book smart and street dumb. Sponsor of this, and by the way, the good news is, Israel cuts off everything in Gaza. Goodbye, Gaza. They cut off your electricity. They cut off your gas. They cut off your water. They cut off your sewage. They cut off your fuel. You're done. The entire Gaza is done. It's going to be a parking lot in a matter of days. Egypt closed the exit, so you can't get out. 2 million people are trapped in Gaza. You're about to see what happens when you mess with strong Jews. There's going to be some revenge, the likes of which you haven't seen in a long, long time. And that's the only good thing that's coming out of this horrible, horrible event. I'm seeing strong Jews. I like it. I've always said the Jews in America are so weak and so liberal and so self-hating, but the Jews in Israel are so strong, and they will never again let a Holocaust happen. Well, they just let a mini Holocaust happen, but you're going to pay for this one. Oh, are you going to pay? Gaza's about to learn about strong Jews. You're going to wish you never seen our name. Go Get Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show, because you got to buy gold and silver, because it's obvious World War III is happening and it's upon us. This could be the start. China could move on Taiwan any day now. Ukraine is happening. There are problems all over the world. North Korea, Iran is in the middle of all of this, funding it with our money. You better own gold and silver. Go Get Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, 401k, retirement account, 100% insured, A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Wainwright sent you. Get up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. GoGetCapital.com, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
U.S. USA News update. President Biden is denouncing the Hamas attacks on Israel as an act of sheer evil. The president reaffirming strong U.S. support for Israel and pledging to increase military aid.
The United States has Israel's back. We'll make sure the Jewish and Democratic state of Israel can defend itself today, tomorrow, as we always have.
Upon Congress's return, the president intends to urge lawmakers to address urgently the national security requirements of crucial U.S. allies. The New York civil fraud trial of former President Trump has entered its sixth day. Alan Weisselberg, former CFO of the Trump Organization, testified today about inflated property valuations on Trump's financial statements. And the upcoming Powerball drawing is set to be the second largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history. With no winner last night, Wednesday's prize has grown to just over $1.7 billion. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Ruth, Ruth, Ruth's on fire. By the way, Syria launches missiles on the Golan Heights as the U.S. is supposedly beginning surging defense aid to Israel. We shall see how much America actually helps Israel. After all, we've given everything away to Ukraine, and I don't believe that Obama running the United States of America really gives a damn about Israel. I don't believe that's the side he's on. But they claim they're going to surge defense aid to Israel. Israel being hit now from multiple directions. The war is on. Sponsor of this show is warbeef.com. You know me as Mr. Solution. We're in so much trouble. It's a communist globalist takeover of the USA. Enemies of America are within. World War III is upon us. But you already know all that, so I want to bring you solutions. Here's a big one. I have a survival food product for all of you. Stock up now. You may hope for the best, but you better prepare for the worst. You know there's an attack on our food supply and our farms and our food production facilities and the supply chain, and the food prices are killing us with inflation. Worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. That's why I've teamed up with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef with more than a decade shelf life, premium Texas beef only, no beef crumbles like pretty much all the other survival food companies, only ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin with no mRNA jabs ever. Only one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. And boy, we all may need that survival food in case of an emergency soon. They created a website with exclusive discounts just for my fans, warbeef.com. You get a 15% discount when you use promo code WAR15 at checkout. That's warbeef.com, promo code WAR15. We've got our guest, Josh Manning. We have him on. We enjoy it. We have great conversations together, Josh and I. He's deputy managing editor at WesternJournal.com, and he's here with today's most popular stories at Western Journal. Josh Manning, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Wayne. Always great to be with you. Sorry circumstances aren't better, buddy.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, you know, you probably weren't around to hear the open of my show, but as bad as things are with Israel and this horrendous attack, I think what's worse is the Jew hatred that's come out around America in protest marches at Harvard University, at marches in New York, in Florida, in Chicago, and, of course, all around the world, in Germany, in Berlin there was a march, in Australia a march, and they love to scream death to the Jews, and Jews die, and pig Jews, and Jews are the enemy, and Nazi swastikas are displayed. You know, most people had no idea, I think I did, but most people had no idea how much Jew hatred there is among Muslims all around the world, and they've populated cities everywhere with Muslim populations, and they just hate Jews.
You're totally right. One of our head writer walked into my office yesterday, and he said, you know, I think maybe for the first time, the Palestinians, Hamas, those guys, they're totally losing the information war. And it's because now, Wayne, everybody's got phones. We all have cameras in our pockets. And we were able to get video of these kidnappings and this half-naked girl dragged around in a pickup truck and spit on by these Palestinian Hamas terrorists. So people are finally getting to see what this really is. They're getting to see what the Israelis see, what Jews who live there see when the Palestinians attack. So I think that is helping wake some people up. And you're totally right. These marches, I mean, in Sydney, Australia, they're shouting, "Gas the Jews." So, okay, if we want to talk about neo-Nazism, if we want to talk about white supremacy, if we want to talk about racialism, let's talk about that. Let's talk about what those people are doing. Let's talk about what they're saying. I don't know about you, Wayne, but I've been to my share of MAGA events, and I've never seen anything remotely like that. Never.
Well, Democrats live in delusional dream world, and they love their own little delusions. So last night I was with a Democrat. Believe it or not, Wayne Root actually has Democrat friends. And I was with a Democrat, and he actually looked me in the face and said, "There's so much white supremacy around Las Vegas. There are so many swastikas painted here and there." Well, first of all, I've lived in Vegas 22 years, Josh. I've never seen a swastika. But if there is one, I guarantee you 100 out of 100 times it was painted by a Muslim. It wasn't painted by a white supremacist. So they're just delusional.
Well, I've said for years, you know, Hillary Clinton used to talk about a vast right-wing conspiracy. And, of course, the narrative is that, oh, yes, this core of the right wing, they're incredibly racist. They're bigoted. They hate blacks. They hate Muslims. They hate gays. And, Wayne, I'm sitting here thinking, I work at the Western Journal. We are part of the core of this, and there's not a shred of that.
Of course
not. In our newsroom. I know people at other Breitbart, Blaze, other places. It doesn't exist there. This is the biggest lie in the world, that there is this racist, bigoted center to the conservative movement or to Republicans or to MAGA or whomever. As we have seen, Rashida Tlaib, look outside her office. What's flying out there?
Palestinian flag. Yeah.
You know what else, by the way, Wayne? Do you know what else is outside her office right now?
What else?
A rainbow flag.
Yeah,
and
of course.
And let me tell you what.
They don't get along too well, do they, gays and Muslims?
They don't get on too well. If her gay voters showed up in Palestine, it'd be 5 minutes before they were flying off the tops of buildings, because Muslims do not like gays.
Josh, forget Palestine. Let them show up in Dearborn, they'll be flying off the tops of buildings. So, you know, in America, the same thing would hold true. Muslims don't like gays. And every conservative I know, even if they don't like gays, even if they think it's a immoral lifestyle, I don't know a single conservative that has ever heard a gay or would ever heard a gay. So it's so ridiculous. No. You know, I'm very anti-transgender, right? I talk about it on this show a lot. I've never had a problem with gay people. Transgender is a bridge too far. It's weird. It's strange. Transgender brainwashing makes me nauseous. Stay away from my kids. But I would never hurt a transgender person ever in my lifetime. I was around one in the Libertarian Party. He was always wearing a dress and high heels at Libertarian Party events. He was a total, I mean, he's just like retarded. But he was harmless. He doesn't hurt anybody. So as stupid as he looks in his pink tutus, I never hurt the guy. I don't want him to ever be hurt. I don't want him ever to be not allowed to speak. But liberals would like to shut me up and stop me and you from ever speaking again.
Camps, buddy. Put us in camps. That's what they would want. They would want re-education camps.
Hillary said
they want us out of jobs.
Last week, Hillary said it.
Yeah, they want us out of the monetary system. They want to crush us. And they also are totally fine, and a bunch of them support the Palestinians absolutely crushing Israelis. They support them launching 1,800 rockets, 4,400 rockets, something like that.
Well, some say over 5,000. I don't know what the true number is, obviously, but lots and lots of thousands of rockets.
Yeah, there are 130,000, maybe a bit more than that, on the north side, pointed at Israel. And they want them to launch, man. Democrats who are supporting Palestinians, who are saying, oh, Palestinians need to fight back, Israel has this coming. What they are saying is they are for... from the river to the sea. They are for wiping Israel off the face of the map.
If you want to talk about racism, that's it. Well, let me give you the best example of that. Are you aware today that BLM Chicago put out a meme, or I guess it's a meme. It's a photo. I stand with Palestine, and it shows someone parachuting in. Right?
Yep.
Do they know that after they parachuted in, they mass murdered women and children and cut babies' heads off? Do they know that they raped the women after they killed them? They raped their dead bodies? Are they aware they cut heads off Israeli soldiers who were hostages, unarmed? Are they aware that's what happened after they parachuted in? Well, BLM is endorsing that. Obviously, from the meme, these morons at BLM have endorsed the murder of Jews, the rape of Jews, the kidnapping of Jews, and the beheading of Jews, and the cutting off the heads of Jewish babies. So I think it's time to declare BLM is a domestic terrorist organization, clearly.
Well, maybe past time for that after, you know, you look at what happened in 2020. Wayne, I hope the answer to that is they don't know, because then at least it's ignorance. But I'm afraid they do know. And I tell you what, it's not BLM. It's not just BLM. It's at Harvard.
Right.
I went to Harvard. I know where they're protesting. I've seen it. Larry Summers, who was president right before I got there, he said he has never been more ashamed of Harvard than he was on Sunday when those pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel, anti-Semitic, Jew-hating protesters showed up. And they're not showing up from around Boston. They're on Harvard's campus. They hate Israel, and they want to see the Jews exterminated. In fact, Wayne, I remember I was at an this is so random. I was at an Oscar party when I was at Harvard, and one of the hosts, a Jewish film, won an award. One of the hosts stood up and cursed out those dirty Jews in the room. I remember my friend and I, we were two of the only Republicans around, two of the only conservatives. We just looked at each other with our jaws open. This is not a new thing. This has been going on at Harvard. It is disgusting. It's despicable. If Harvard wants to act like they're anti-racist, if they believe in anti-racism, which is a sham anyway, it's just neo-racism, if they believe in that, they need to deal with the Palestinian problem there, but they'll never do it. They're feckless and gutless.
Yeah, the people at Harvard, the Jews that are self-hating liberals,
yes,
bleeding hearts for Palestine, if they heard a man call Jews dirty Jews and they did nothing, I would have walked up to him and knocked him unconscious and knocked his teeth right out of his face. But that's what you get when you're a weak, feckless, self-hating person. You know, the weak, weak, weak intellectuals of Harvard. But, boy, they haven't met one like Wayne Alaroot from Columbia University. They're going to be very unlucky if they meet me one day in a dark corner. Josh Manny, we'll be right back. Wayne Alaroot, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Josh Manning from WesternJournal.com. He's the deputy managing editor with today's most popular stories. We have lots of them when we get back, including Ilhan Omar. We're going to talk about Ilhan Omar and CIA director calling for the assassination of a Republican United States senator when we get back. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My 2 number 1 best-selling books about boycotts and boycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell at the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
And now, a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive.
Well, today you can expect lots of cloud cover with 0% chance of raining on your parade because you'll be riding your motorcycle vroom vroom. That rumbling low-pressure system beneath you should give way to a relaxing commute and a sudden urge to take the scenic route everywhere you go because, dagnabbit, you're having fun out there. That's your forecast. Back to you.
This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day's a beautiful day to ride with coverage from America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get a quote today and see what you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot, and I've got great...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne, now the roof's on fire. Spike Warrior is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I got good news and I got bad news. The bad news is we're all vaccinated now. 70% or more of Americans took the COVID jab. Your friends, your coworkers, maybe your spouse, parents, children. We all know that from at least the good doctors and scientists who are not, you know, blind to everything going on, that these people that were vaccinated are shedding spike protein onto you, which means whether you took the jab or not, we've all been contaminated. And now they're putting mRNA in our food supply. Like it or not, we're all vaxxed. The great news is there is a solution. Patent pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. Best product I've ever seen help rid your body of spike proteins. The patent pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them forever, naturally. It turns your body into a spike protein eating machine like Pac-Man. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Just say war for Wayne Alaruta. I should say just type in war at SpikeWarrior.com. You get two bottles of patent pending no-covidium for the price of one. Pay for one bottle and get the second bottle free. Two for you. Much longer, twice as long, you get to use them for the same money, or one for you and one for someone you love. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com, that's SpikeWarrior.com. Use the promo code WAR to get your two for one. And then I've always got to say the disclaimer, these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. All right, we're back with Josh Manning, Deputy Managing Editor, WesternJournal.com, with today's most popular stories at Western Journal. What is the most heavily trafficked story today at Western Journal, Josh?
Oh, Wayne, put me on the spot. I don't know off the top of my head.
All right, that's an OJ question, right? If you don't know the answer, if you don't know if the glove fits, don't ask it.
No.
I thought one might be overwhelming about, you know, Israel and the attack. I figured it was probably one story. I'm sure you have a story on the front page about babies having their heads cut off by the Islamic extremists. I'm sure that one's going to be right near the top, I'll tell you that much. So shocking.
Get it before we get off the phone. I'm going to
so shocking.
Find it. Oh, yeah, so, it's horrible. It's horrible.
Yeah.
This is just, can I tell you, if I were the head of Israel's foreign policy, can I tell you what I would do?
Yeah, go ahead.
I would tell Iran, listen, for every single day that those hostages are not released, those Israeli hostages that Hamas has, for every day they're not released,
we're going to bomb Iran.
We're going to pick one city in Iran with 500,000 people or more.
Right.
and we're going to drop a nuke on it, and we're going to do it every. And when we run out of cities with 500,000 people, we'll move to 600,000 every day until those hostages are released. Wayne, they would be released tomorrow. It would be a Ronald Reagan moment.
Right.
I hope Israel has got the strength to see this through.
Remember when Josh says a Ronald Reagan moment, I'll bet you half or more of my audience doesn't even know what he's talking about. Right? Carter, the hostages were taken by Iran, and they wouldn't let him go, and Carter was president, and they didn't care. He was feckless. He was a loser. He tried to rescue him. The helicopters broke down in the desert. Everything went wrong for the United States under Jimmy Carter. Gas prices were through the roof. No one could afford them. Long lines at the gas stations. America was destroyed under Carter. And then Reagan gets elected on the day he's sworn in. Within hours of his swearing in, all the hostages are let go because Iran is scared that Reagan will use the power of America to bomb Iran and destroy them. And they were right. And that's exactly what they felt under Trump as well. We need Trump back yesterday.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. This just what it, the world, even the New York Times. So I was reading the New York Times Monday morning. Even they were running a piece saying, well, you know, liberals have been talking about how America needs to stop taking care of the world. We need to be weaker. We need to receive. We don't need to bully people. Well, welcome to the world when America's not in charge. Even the New York Times was saying that, Wayne.
Right. Well, you look, it's very clear that the world has gone haywire under Joe Biden, under an old man with diapers and dementia. The world has gone haywire, and they're all making a move on the United States. And I'm about to write a column. My first part was yesterday. Part two is tomorrow. So I'm going to write it today when the show is over. I'll be writing for 2 hours. I believe all I'm going to say is if I'm China, if I am running China, I move on Taiwan now. I don't know if now means today, tomorrow, next week, next month, 3 months from now. Sometime in the next few days or few weeks, I move on Taiwan, and there's not a damn thing Biden could do about it. Now is the time, and I take all my military-age males in the United States, and I let them loose to cause havoc in the United States with terror attacks here. So we are way too busy to worry about Taiwan, and in a blink of an eye, Taiwan is gone. It's over. I'm telling you, it's coming.
Did you see that, I think it was today, that the biggest real estate company in China has become insolvent? I don't know if you saw it or not, but that has happened. That is enormous. And, Wayne, a war is a pretty darn good way to distract from problems at home. We know the Iranians are hoping for that. I can totally see the Chinese thinking the same thing.
Yeah, they are. Believe me. They're going to attack inside the United States. Our open borders are the death of America, and I'm telling you, bad things are on the way. One major terror attack, maybe, I think more likely, lots and lots and lots of little ones. That's what I would do. Lots of low-tech terror attacks. You don't need any high-tech. You don't need to commandeer airplanes. All you need is a bunch of dedicated, crazy people like the ones who attacked Israel to hit like 20 American cities at the same time. 100 guys in 20 cities, 2,000 guys loose in the United States with machine guns, and it's all over. The entire American economy will come to a standstill. Stock market will crash. Americans will be locked in their homes. There will be no tourism. There will be no nothing. There will be no travel. The entire America will be at a standstill. And at that very moment, attack Taiwan, and America's helpless. I'm telling you, it's coming. I'm writing it tonight. And if I'm thinking it, you know they're thinking it. Josh Manning, WesternJournal.com. Thanks, buddy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.